God has called an eclectic group of people, hasn't he? We look around and we see we all have different characteristics. By the way, I've been practicing to make sure I didn't say eccentric. I practiced it once and I was like, don't say eccentric, please. But, you know, we're all diverse, right? We all have different characteristics, different personalities, and God kind of throws us all in and says, okay, you know, you're my people, get along. We're called to come together and to love one another. And the metaphor in the Bible is that of a body, a working body that can walk and move. You know, if you think of it, you know, that analogy a little bit further, you know, it can do things, a body can. But have you ever tripped yourself? You ever been hammering something and you smash your own finger? There are times in our life when, you know, we can bring about our own pain, isn't there? Times where we may pinch our finger, you know, doing some sort of project or task. We can sometimes cause our own pains. We're called to be a body, and sometimes we can rub each other the wrong way, can't we? Does the Bible have any advice about that? Well, I'd like to share some advice about that today. What can be done? Let's go over to the book of Colossians, Colossians 3. Colossians 3, there's quite a bit here on this subject, and I'd like to specifically focus on one verse, but Colossians 3, starting in verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. It says, I'll read again, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Now this word rule here is a word that's not used very often. There's lots of words that's been translated to rule, but this one specifically is translated in terms of to act as an umpire in athletics. So I don't know all sports, but I know baseball. So here are my analogies on acting as an umpire. Let the peace of God rule or act as an umpire. Umpires know the rules. They know the expectations. They recognize game situations. And they have to make judgment calls. Umpires also recognize when things are not going according to the rules. Sometimes they have to decide to eject a player. And as long as it's Brandon Phillips, I'm okay with it. I'm sorry. He started it. No, but, you know, if we look at this and, you know, think about our own, you know, feelings and our own characteristics, let's let the peace of God, his peace, be the umpire of our feelings and our emotions. That's what we need to do. We need to say, okay, this part of what I'm feeling, you know, what, maybe I should go to this person, talk about, you know, our situation, but use God's peace to rule how we feel in these situations. So in a sense, when we're dealing with someone else, we're to let God's peace, not our own peace, govern and make the judgment calls for us. Because you were called to one body. And then verse 15 ends, and be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful for you know, the situation we're in, the people that are around us. Be thankful for the specific people. This week the council was in, and I was doing some recording of some of the meetings, and, you know, the vision statement for the United Church of God is on the wall in there. And so I was reading it again this week and thinking about this specific topic, and I'd like to read the vision statement one more time because I think it really is fantastic. And if you haven't read it in a while, you know, go back there and after church today and read it in the conference room. It says, the vision of the United Church of God is a church led by God's Holy Spirit, joined and knit together by what every member supplies. with all doing their share and growing in love to fulfill God's great purpose for humanity to bring many children to glory. What I really like about this is that it is forward-looking. You know, a vision statement, it's forward-looking. We're not there yet. We're all people in a process, not perfect yet. But we're working towards it. And this is a great vision statement for what, you know, I want to be part of that vision. And you should too. A peaceful church, working together, joined in together, working as one body, as one unit, in the process of putting on perfection together. We can see the bar, and that's a good bar that we should all be striving for. A couple years ago, Mr. Peter Eddington's dad at the GCE made a comment that I think changed the way I view our church family. He was talking about this vision statement specifically. It was so powerful. I put it in the feast video because it was fantastic. He said that, you know, you were all called individually, and that's true. God cares for everyone individually. He called each and every one of us individually. But then he said, but you're not called to stay that way. You're called to come together, to become part of a body, in one mission and in one mind. And that's why God commands us each Sabbath to come together in holy convocation, worshiping him. He wants to see a body working together, striving together in unity. I thought that was really fantastic. And, you know, those thoughts were probably what went into the vision statement we have here. It's based out of Ephesians 4 and Hebrews 2. So it's an interesting journey that we're all taking together as Christians, isn't it? We're tested by what we're supposed to be recognized by most. You know, we're tested in love. Satan will be attacking the church, and specifically this part of our identity. We should strive to be peaceful, you know, and talk about the things that bind us together, not the little differences that we may have in opinion here and there. We should strive to be peaceful, not divide. We look to the example of the Colossians here, and this whole section, verse 12 through 17, is fantastic. But specifically in verse 15, we strive for peace, and not our own peace, but the peace of God, that we may use his power as the umpire of our hearts and our feelings. And let's remember to be thankful. Be thankful for each other. Because as representatives of the coming kingdom, this is really life-altering advice that we should take. It's written so beautifully. I just want to end with saying it one more time. In verse 15, it says, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts."